Fire, what you're saying?
Aye, give thanks to life. You say I keep.
We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast, right? Hopefully everyone's doing good. Do remember, apparel available at ConsciousTea.com. Give thanks for everyone been supporting. Thanks for those times. Also, Artarks, you have a brand new tune, Fire Now Blaze, link in the description. Listen with caution.
So, the reason I got to touch a whole heap of people again, I'm feel like I'm saying that every week, Fire, right? Yeah, so we are reason about the parents, them now, eh? Need to make sure so them youth have some tutoring or some mentorship as opposed to buying them youth a whole heap of consumer items when I add no value towards them life.
Like a topic, then this one touched me, Fire, because check this right now. I just want to disclose, if this does not apply to you, right, there's nothing for you to say. If you are offended or it does ruffle your feathers and make you feel a way in your stomach, obviously it applies to you and you may want to change up your strategy, right? What I have noticed within this present day generation, and we spoke about this in regards to the parenting tactics, right, is that consumption has been the source of parenting. That's the heights of parenting right now, buying your child stuff, especially consumer products you didn't have growing up, and you feel the child's entitled to this thing, right? Now, this is just a strategy we're presenting to parents, right? You could do what you please. Depending on what you do, depends on the outcome that you have for your child's academic level or skills. If there is money within the household, right? Because this is the thing I want to clarify. Sometimes it's the money there. Sometimes the money not there. They still getting it, right? They're getting on credit or they're figuring out a way to get it. What I am recommending is that you have that same grind and same urgency and use that money to put it towards tutoring, right? As we know right now in America, I think, I'm not giving you the exact numbers, but I'm putting it in that range. It's usually around that 14%, that 17% of fourth graders who can read on their level, right? And I guess it gets a little lower as they get to high school, and white people would be around 45%, right? So it's not like white people at 90% and black people at 14%, right? But we are much lower. And math is a discrepancy, but we are lower, right? And we have to acknowledge that. So what I'm saying is that instead of another thing we have to acknowledge, some areas you live, the schools aren't the best thing. And you're clearly aware of that, right? I think it's foolish and irresponsible to sit there and continue to blame a system that's working perfectly. If your school has been terrible for 30 years, Fire, it works perfectly. That's the way they want it to be. Like, we have to acknowledge that. We need to be proactive and less reactive. And we need to rethink how we spend our money, right? Because there's two issues with that consumer thing, Fire, when you're buying these kids all these things. One, you're teaching them to be a mindless consumer, right? You're teaching them a sense of entitlement, which are two double negatives. Now, if your child is behind, right, you have to not be in denial about it. You have to accept that the child's not performing on that level. Tutoring sessions run anywhere from 25 an hour to 100. You can figure out a way, either using a teacher, some other adult, just like you figure out a way, because Fire, people figure out a way to make sure their kids had these expensive sneakers and they had the latest video game. Figure out a way that your child is getting tutoring so they're on a level, because as you know already, Fire, I think it's almost 60-70% of people in prison are just straight up illiterate, right? And when you are illiterate or functionally illiterate, Fire, opportunities are very low for you in our society and just life in general, because you're limited in your exposure to ideas and your processing skill is limited, you know?
You know, we have a thing with our culture where you mentioned tutoring, but we have a thing with our culture where that's once you get tutoring is some form of a shame tree. So, and that is a thing where we need to bypass that first, because the average parent who have a child who not perform up to par or read up to par, first and foremost, them don't want anybody to know that. Because if them feel like so somebody know, them feel like it's going to be a reflection of them and what type of effort them put towards the development of them own child. You see it? And then now, if them go say them a deal with a tutorship now, automatically it put a stamp on them child for say, all right, our child is what we're in a car now. Our culture to dunce, or behind. But then I realize it shouldn't be something we have to be ashamed about, because if it is the reality, remember this, you know, I'm wanting to listen keenly. If this is the current reality where your child is not reading up to par, not performing in school up to par, you can't continuously blame the school as they say. What you have to really do now is that you have to put these immediate effective measures in place so that you can benefit from all of this, which shall in turn make you benefit. Remember, majority of parents like to brag about them children, you know. You think so you can brag about how nice your youth grew up and how them look cute and how them look handsome for how long? That can't go work how long, you know, because that is the current strategy with them use for replace the fact that the youth now perform. So him look nice. Yeah, you see, you know, see him look nice and well put together and thing, and them brag about that. But you see, when it comes to the education part now, it's a cover up. He might go on, he might improve. But here's this thing now, we're not to learn. But you see, once the youth transition from adolescent to an adult, that's when the reflection of you putting all of that consumer items towards the youth and not the tutorship, that's when it's going to start reflect. And then you know, in turn, I got even feel shame, more shame than what you did feel if that youth did have a tutor. So you see, sometimes we're not pretty long term.
Long term.
We start pretty short term aspect of it.
Very true, Fire. And the next thing is that you hit what they say, you hit the nail on the head, right? That's the saying. There is a thing in our culture where we're not supposed to ask for help. We're so strong in this and that. Fire, you study anybody who's a master at their craft. They had a mentor. I'll say it again. And anybody who's been watching I Never Knew TV and all these legends on there, there's not one person that has never said they had a mentor. And you know that, Fire, from a musical standpoint, because you have musical mentors. Or anything I've done,
straight
I have
a mentor. Right? Straight
so, so you need help. And if you are trying to be good at what you're doing, you reach out for the best help. Athletes do it. Business people do it. Everyone does it. Everyone who is on the level asks for help. Because how am I benefiting going through without knowing? Like, what am I proving? I want to know. I want to know as quick as possible. So I reach out for the information. What I am saying a lot of times is that people speak about money, but we have to just acknowledge that we are spending our money wrong. The parent has the insecurity that they want the child to look in certain things. So the child internalizes that insecurity. He'll grow up with the same thing, into mindless consumption, spending more than what they have, having bad credit, and just going along with the consumer society. What I am advocating is this. If funds are there, for some people, there is no funds there, right? And you have to finesse a little more and reach out to certain people for help. There are people there for help if you actually reach out for it and you keep grinding, right? If the money is there, more money needs to be spent on helping the child improve their academics, their reading, and their mathematics. Also, with that tutoring thing, right, it really helps their self-perception. It really helps their motivation because they have more confidence. A lot of kids don't have the motivation because they don't have the confidence, so they just totally turned off. And remember, when you're behind in kindergarten and you're behind in fourth grade, by the time you become a senior in high school, this stuff is hieroglyphics, Fire. They're not processing the information. Why are they fighting with themselves or putting effort in something they cannot process? That leads into the bad behavior or just isolating themselves or doing other things to deflect again from the fact that they can't perform on a level. Your kid will pass high school. Don't get it twisted. Let's be clear. That's why you have so many functionally illiterate adults in our society. And I think the number is actually more than what they say, Fire, because I was looking at something, right? And they were saying, like, I think they were saying, like, it was 30-something million. But I don't think they were taking away the fact of children, reducing the number of children. I don't know. I have to check. But I think it's like 70 million children or more. Then you have elderly people who are retired. That's like 28 million, I know. Then we have people with, like, real disabilities that need help to live. That's like 30 million. So I think it's actually more people who are functionally illiterate in our society than they put out.
So to the point there, because there I come to it perfect. This is the perfect transition now for mention this, where you just mentioned it a while ago, I should say, at least. They will pass high school. They will pass whichever school there is.
AB college to a certain point too. Right? You got enough people graduate college can't read properly.
And that's how we go. All right. That's how we go with it. That's how we go with it. So you see the aspect of the boastful culture where we have, where we like to boast more one another, this is where it come into play, you know, right? So you see, after them buy them all of these mindless consumer items, now, and then them realize that the youth them not perform up to standard. The thing is, once them get through these systems, regardless of how them get through the system, first and foremost, as I mentioned, the school is a scapegoat. So if it don't work entirely, the school is a scapegoat, the system is a scapegoat. So we can always shove it off on that and take the blame off of we as the parent overall. See me? So that is one strategy we will have. And then the next strategy now is when a youth is just barely passing, and passing due to the whole standard of the way the system set. You have all of these part programs, you have all of these particular things where the youth them can go through for the lesson them curriculum and make sure that them actually become successful through the system by the systematic standards, even not knowing because
systematic standards, which is extremely low.
Which is very that is the detrimental part of it. It is so low that the standard is not there. There is no standard really for the upheld. But we still find means in that because of both. Because all right, you see, once you them get through this system, barely scrape through this system, there is this aspect now where the consumership it increase now because we know in the back of our brain. No say the youth them not up to par, but because the youth them get through the system now, and we have the boastful culture, we add on to that and increase the amount of things we buy them now. So you see, when them a transition now, it make the transition period become even worse. So that's the reason, that's one of the major reasons why you see we have in a society so much violent people and so much extreme people who in our culture who always are try to fight against them one another now, because you see, when them get through the gate, not realizing, say, them never really perform, you know what them are going to know? Them are going to tell you, say, no, this is my standard. This is my criteria. And the criteria with me have now is that when I graduate high school,
without doing nothing,
without doing anything, I have a college degree, and without the college doing degree, the college degree, when I have it, was already so structured for me. But just come through the system and give them money towards the system and become a statistics that it doesn't matter how I got this thing or what I actually learned while being in this thing, as long as I have this thing. Because the validation of having that paper, it doesn't matter where you're knowing or it don't matter how you process all of this thing. As long as you have the paper now, then it can contribute towards you boasting say you did actually become successful through this. And that is the reason why we have so much bitter people in a society where we can't explain it. And that is one of the major reasons why we can't explain it. So it come from that too.
I think, all right. One, when a lot of these people do leave school, they struggle with the real world because they haven't been really held accountable. And as I said, you've been given this certificate of completion of a task without actually completing. A lot of them suffer from a fraudster psychology. And I think consumer products helps them remedy that. So it's like, I know for a fact I really didn't do nothing to deserve this accolade, right? But let me just try to look like I'm successful. And that's where your money get funny. And the credit, you know, it become an issue because we use consumption and material things to remedy our shortcomings and our private inabilities that we try to hide. Next thing we have to acknowledge, Fi, is that with this whole money thing on a grander scale, Fi, we just need to have a new approach to how we spend our funds. Right, we could be in a better situation if we actually just spent our bread on a long-term game and more on things that provided us with more skills, actual more security, and more information fire, right? Because the more information you have, you can thrive better in society. I always tell people, fire, we're going to be exploited regardless, right? But it's for you to minimize your exploitation, and you do that through information. You know, because whoever has the most information, right, they're going to exploit those without. And many times, you know, many times because we're so in the dark about the realities of money, people really think they're doing something fire by spending their money. people really have this psychology that by spending money, they're increasing their wealth or almost increasing their status in society. On valueless products. I'm not talking about on things that have the probability of increase. I'm talking about stuff that's just like, once you buy it, it's over. You know?
Our culture is prone to that because, you see, what we have in the back of our head for the most part is that when you spend, you're supposed to spend things, and we attribute spending towards leisure items, right? And that are the big concern where it mess up a whole heap of mind, because if we are spending, we have to spend it on items where supposedly like give away fun. We associate spending with fun. And you see, now if them go internalize this whole spending thing for education or development, whatever they talk about, it just seems, it's like an anomaly to them. It's so out of sync with the norm where them know that them can't really transfer that over for insurance, it have a benefit them in that light.
Fire, we have to acknowledge this too, and sorry to cut you, but one of the issues too, remember that action is not going to get any praise. Because remember, the kid getting dancing, they get praise, or sports, mm-hmm. they get praise of that energy. Mm-hmm. So you, because remember, we have to factor in that yearning for attention and praise and approval from our peers. So if you do something that's actually constructive, you're not going to get the praise. And there's another aspect too we need to touch on. The kids are soft to a certain extent because they always have the latest things. They're not going through that criticism. You're pre it. So you know if you have certain things and you're not in the end thing, you just got to survive, right? People crack on you, you crack back, but you learn to deal with criticism. Now, they always have the latest things and the coolest items. They get this false sense of praise, right? Then now when they actually receive criticism about something that they need to improve on, they just shut down. So that consuming thing is tricky, fire. You got to be strategic with the kids and what you give them, fire. Because I noticed, I'm just talking about from personal experience. The area I grew up in, you know how I go already, like people don't have much, but they always had the latest things. Those people who have always had the latest things and all that, they either gone, fire, they locked up, but they're not doing nothing. And I say 99% of them, because they didn't receive any parenting. The parenting was every 3 months they'll buy them something new and just go about your day and get out my face.
And you see the main thing we have to look on, because one thing we're very important for showcase this is that the way the society function right now, adults in a society function, that is, not even children, because we are thinking about it at the highest stage and how we can improve it at the lowest stage. We show respect towards a lot of things we're surrounded by entertainment. And because we put so much emphasis on entertainment, the story becomes different, because how much doctors you ever see, I get respect like that. How much farmer you ever see, I get respect mm-hmm. like that. How much, you know, the different shop career owners, parts, and where you see, get respect.
Teachers, nurses, teachers, construction workers, police officers.
People who put them heart and them soul in an insurance, a craft is there. Them have the education, because a farmer would know about agricultural science, a teacher would know about particular curriculums. So you see, these lawyers would know about the law, obviously. So there's a set of people who study various things, numerous things for insurance, so them have the knowledge to the highest of level. A lot of people don't show them respect. We show respect to artists, actors. So these things, so the story is this. Everything I said, not most artists come on the TV and say, oh, how did you make it? You didn't even finish high school. So people feel like this is supposed to be the norm, where as long as this youth can dance or thing, even if him don't make finish high school, at least him can dance and him still like become successful, because him don't know if he read, but him can dance, and people only care about it if he can dance or if he can sing. So enough time when I realize that we are thinking about it from the aspect there. So might as well, because our parents start thinking all themselves now. So enough me want to admit it, you know, because it's going to sound ludicrous enough for them, because they don't want to admit it. So we start thinking ourselves, so maybe if him have the latest shoes and the latest shirt, and him can dance and him so well put together, maybe this the pathway where him can take is going to be a dancer, be an artist, and that means that him are still successful. So me going to seem like me as a parent who did actually put my utmost best, because remember, you know, if a youth can't read and him so-called have money, or if a youth not have no farmer knowledge whatsoever, but them have money. Guess what now? You as a parent did successful because what? The ultimate goal for you now is make sure you raise a youth who can come and manage them finances or have any farmer economical gains. So that is success.
Check it too, fire. Hey, great point, right? One number I want to throw out there, that 30 million plus people identify as African-American in America, right? Fire, we always using like, not even a percentage, but like actually like 100 people as an example of what we can aspire to. And it's that's one of the wickedest tactics they use, fire. You can be like LeBron. It is one LeBron on earth, fire, out of billions of people, fire. So you're not going to be like LeBron, right? So let's just clear the air on that. Now, another thing is that is this. We need more strategic approaches in regards to getting the future together, right? We need to move away from denial. We need to move away from this thing where you're not supposed to ask for help, right? And man, we need to do a podcast on this too in regards to men not asking for help, figuring they can figure out everything because they can't. If you first of all, identify if your child's struggling. So you need to be in tune and just let the child read to see where the child is, all right? Some schools, your child may be passing and he don't do no work. It's just the reality of it. You need to figure out what's going on there. Once you identify the child's level, you need to reallocate some of those funds, fire, towards things that's going to give this child some skills so they can have more, a higher probability of a brighter future. If you do it, the child will benefit. And if you don't, the child won't benefit. It's not a complicated equation. You have to make the decision. You're the adult. You either want the child in the latest things all the time, or if money's there, you either buying it or putting it on your credit card. And if you're putting it on your credit card, put the tutoring sessions on your credit card, fire. Now, I will say this. I know they have some free tutoring from like peers and college students. You may luck out and get a good one, but usually that doesn't really result in increase of performance, right? That's just statistically. You want to go with professional tutors that have demonstrated that they have the tools and the skills to increase the child's ability and get the child going. And it's not a long thing because if sneakers cost $300, you could get, that's 12 tutoring sessions, right? And out of that, the child could get a little thing because you see with the reading thing, a lot of things is like they just don't have the foundation fire. And the way the schools deal with reading is not going to help. They need to be on like basic phonetics, sounding out words and trying to, on a hooked on phonics type vibe. Back to basics. If you don't have the time to do in your house, it's understandable, right? Everybody out here trying to do their thing and survive. But fire, I am advocating, I am recommending to look at spending your money a little differently. And it's really investing in your child in a sense, right? And I advise that some of that money, if the money is there, fire, easy on the video games, easy on the clothing. It doesn't have to be an absolute thing. But get the child rocking and rolling, let them get up on a level. And after that, you could go back to the consumer items if you choose to, you know, but you definitely need to spend some of that bread on getting some assistance for your child to get up on a level. Because if not, they are going to be limited in the future.
Yeah, we have to learn for value education, though. Because you see, if them not value education, all of that no matter.
True.
This valuing of education, it's so pivotal that no matter the amount of words can express it, we have to realize why every time we complain, just think about one of the major reasons why we are complaining. And that's because we never value education, and we value there was a misalignment in what that real value is. So you see, the sneakers value $300 there, you see, we now see the value of that. 300 being spent on tutorship, because once that's spent on tutorship, the amount of finances where you can acquire once you are in the right position, that I got surpass the 300. The 300 is not an investment, you know, but the tutorship overall is an ultimate investment. So you see, sometimes we have to look on it from the long term and place the value in our education. We can't stress that any more than we stressed that before, believe me.
And the last thing I want to say is that education is not in the school, right? We need to like be trained both as children and adults to be life learners. I'm a man, love learning. I learn every day. You get what I'm saying? Because there's so much information to learn. And we need to create that vibe of being a life learner, because the more information you have, I'm telling you that the opportunities are unlimited. The brethren, Dr. Knife, was speaking about fear and doubt, and he was speaking, I'm gonna put the video here, he's about to speak about fear and doubt. Is very true, because it's like the doubt and fear come stuff you don't really know about, fire. True, right?
Stuff, no, stuff
you're aware of and familiar with, you're not, you know, you don't have that approach anymore.
Especially the point where it make, because it's so, it tie into this same way, you know. We're not gonna watch it still, but just for giving a heads up, the point where you make about you fearing the devil, so you want to go to church. You fearing God, so you want to go to church. So you see, fear drive you to be a part of an institution. So the institution where you choose to be a part of, and the method where you choose to carry out while being a part of that institution, that is who that develop the person who you become. So sometimes we want to become there's an institution of consumership, institution of consumption, where we place ourselves in. And once we place ourselves in that bracket, it kind of hard to get out if we don't try to shift our mindset. So that's the one thing to where we really are bringing it down, you know.
Reality, man. Hey, we give thanks for everybody supporting the thing from those times till now. Ballhead and the Dread. Do remember, check out Tune from our Tarchi and One. Hey, fire, we got something coming in the pipeline too. You want to look out for that too?
Just
words me and done. Believe you me, but check out the Bridge and Tune. Fire now, blaze. Also, support the thing, conscioustea.com. Link in the bottle. Get your cultural apparel. Has some new things coming soon. John Henry Clark, Patrice Lumumba, Walter Rodney, and many more. Give thanks anyway.